ไหว้พระ
ไหว้นะไหว้พระ
ไหว้พระ
ไหว้พระ
Oh dear, anything to stop us from resorting to actual content.
They contribute nothing to our culture and are to be stamped out.
This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Any pre-show business of things we are not allowed to talk about to go through?
No, I don't think so.
right, okay, so Cash is rocking up. Dom, how are we, sexy Dom?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm tired. I've been landscaping today.
Landscaping your pubes.
Is that a euphemism or actually landscaping?
Well, I've put my back out, so...
Oh, fucking hell.
Ah, yeah, but you're over 30, though, so even standing up can be a risky job these days.
That's it, absolutely. No, it's a front garden, not a back garden.
What about your lady garden?
We've now got a ton of limestone chickens on.
So, limestone chickens?
Chicken, I think I saw them at the round during their experimental phrase.
Like a limestone chicken.
Ooh. Oh, that's right.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Supporting Kevin Costner's races.
Sorry, who's racist?
They were supporting Kevin Costner's races. That punk ethno techno band.
Techno. I only just noticed the other day that horrible Nazi right-wing cunt, Nigel Farage's
initials
are actually NF. Oh, the irony. That would only be funny or vaguely recognisable if you're nearly as old as me or Bad you've actually Nigel learned history. Yeah. National Front. Yeah. Oh, someone's going to bloody sample that and then say that. Quick, Gatford, do an intro.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to strangetimes.com.
Fucking do it properly.
Yeah, for a show. This is a show.
All right, okay.
strangetimeshow.com.
Oh, bloody. Okay, third time.
Fucking penis.
Listen up. Listen up good. Listen up, I tell you. Listen to strangetimeshow.com.
Well done, Gafford.
Hey, nice one. Yes, you melon farmers. That's secret code for saying motherfuckers, but I'm trying not to swear like a cunt this evening because we have a respectable person on the show. Oh, no, sorry, they're not here yet.
And Gafford.
Yes, man like Gatford, be correct, it is. And straight off the bat, this is how you do it properly, strangetimeshow.com. We tackle the stupid so you don't have to, and some of you are very, very stupid. That was Gatford. We're going to come back to that lovely chap in a minute. There's Dom over there.
Hello.
And there's Kat down there.
Correct.
I said down there, not penis. Yeah, so...
This is unusual, because usually you just say penis.
It's normally one of the first things I say. I don't know where the heir to my throne is. I thought Tom was going to be with us. He'll probably turn up like late and drunk again or something. Yeah. Sorry, Dad. Anyway, Delitters, episode number 491, or 492, if I use the 15 minutes chatting me and Gatford had as content because I'm a lazy bastard. So, yeah, this probably will be episode 492. Those dulcet tones that you heard getting the intro wrong three times. Yes, I am keeping that bit in. Old show guest, old friend, somewhat smaller friend... More of that later, Mr. Gatford of Gatford. Hey, mate.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's good to be back
amongst air quotes friends. and dump.
Hello.
Oh, God, he's stopped.
I'm going to pay for that
later. Yeah, you probably will.
It's very nice to hear and see you all. I still kept in touch with Strange Toe. Strange Pose.
Yeah, enough about your manky feet, dot, fuck's sake.
Strangepose.net. Isn't that what you called now?
Yes, whatever you just said. I'll probably just like sample something dreadful over it like this.
That's fine.
Probably.
It's
appropriate, really.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, Davina McCall turned us down at the last minute. What a wanker. You're the second most fanciful lady I know, other than my wife. It was an obvious call, to be honest. That, and when I fell over, my penis landed on the G on the keyboard, so that's why you got that call at 3 a.m. I do apologise for that,
I did wonder. Well, no, it's fine. Just next
time. How did you reach the G? Were you laying actually on top of the keyboard?
No.
Directly above the G, and just sort of fell down completely parallel.
I sat on the H, as opposed to your mum, who's always on the D.
Fuck that shit!
Aye. and this is why we don't win any awards. This is why we don't win any awards at all. Gaffer, what have you been up to, mate? It's been a while since the sausage roll.
So, since I was last on the show, I've had approximately a number of dinners. I don't know. I can't remember what I did yesterday, let alone what I've done since the last time I was on the show.
Last time you were on the show, you recently moved to Kent.
Oh, okay. So that was obviously... Was that pre-pandemic? That must have been pre-pandemic.
Fucking yeah. I think it was, actually.
It was. So I survived the pandemic. I am patient zero. I did not get COVID.
Once? I
had zero COVID symptoms, and I've never had COVID. So it's probably my fault.
Yeah, but no one comes around to see you because everyone hates you.
Well, there's that. I still talk to strangers as they pass my window. I've bought a house.
It's a window.
Or a flat.
Oh.
That I'm in now.
Right.
Hence bare walls behind, because I haven't had a chance to do anything with it.
Bare walls, man. Bare walls, isn't it?
Bare walls. I've had an argument with a washing machine that resulted in a flooded floor this week. And the washing machine is winning. I will be winning in the end because it will go. I'm still working for the old NHS. I'm still living on my own,
right.
But I have a niece now as well as a nephew. And she shares the same birthday as me. So I retain my age and she goes up and I go just the same age. So it's a perfect arrangement. So I'm probably 46 and she is going up in age.
You're 40, all young. Now, you're talking about your washing machine. I don't know if you're aware, but we actually had recording equipment when it was all going on.
Oh, yeah.
Would the audience like to hear it? Now, of course, you're actually only going to hear this if you subscribe to our Patreon at...
Strangeshow.com. Strangeshow.com.
No, actually, Dom, tell him where we do our Patreon.
I think it's actually penisland.com.
There we go. That's penisland.com. Right, so yeah, here's the audio taken from Gafford's flat.
It's my washing machine. It's broken. Yeah, could you send round an East End thug? Thanks. Yeah, it's just through here. Switch it on, then it just completely cuts out.
Are you happy to be here while I do this?
Yeah, I'm just doing a bit of tidying up. So.
Okay.
Off you go. All right. Thanks.
There's a gentleman here paid a lot of money for you, and he's not very happy. If you don't start turning, I'm going to tear you apart so totally you'll look like a fucking Meccano set, you cheap piece of metalised crap. I'm going to Stanley your belt, that's what I'm going to do. If you don't rotate, you're going to end up in a laundrette in an old folks home, mopping up shitty pants and sheets. Is that what you want? I'm going to tear every nut and bolt and piece of wire out of your cheap, nasty guts. And then I'm going to shove them down your powder tray like bits of old banana. And when I come round tomorrow, I'm going to bring a pair of trousers that says dry clean only, and you're going to wash them. I don't care what it says on the label. You're a washing machine. Now fucking wash. I will not tell you again.
That's pretty much word for word for what he said. That's very accurate. He was very rude, but didn't have an East London accent.
Right, okay. And now, did he scratch his chin and go, well, you see, mate, it's not the parts, it's the labour.
No, well, he did kind of go, at one point, I think he was going to kind of go the cowboy route, like what cowboy did this, but then I think he stopped himself and said, well, I can replace these bits. I'll have to make a trip out to the shop. And I went, what, do you need a can of Coke or something, you know? But he was very good. He came back and he fixed it all and he cleared up after himself and he was really good.
Was he sick or something?
He had a moment. But apparently I've got to get Dyna Rod in to have a look at me drains.
Oh, look, he was doing bunny quotes there as well. I think we all know what that means.
Drains.
Right, kids?
Get your hand off my penis!
They probably might not say that. He's got a leg. Right, okay.
That was my first pickup of home ownership.
Right.
I couldn't just call somebody and go, this is broken, can you fix it? Well, I did, but you know what I mean? Like, I had to do it.
Yeah,
you know, the perils of no longer renting.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. Well, Kat, you can tell him what. Please don't, because it's dull as shit. But you know all about house problems, don't you?
Yeah. As soon as you own a house, you just end up forking out money left, right, and centre to fix the fucking thing, even if it's brand new.
You trying out an accent there? Forking, forking.
Northern. I think it was Northern. I'm not sure.
I just think he was trying to do Northern. Oh, okay.
I think he was.
No one does Northern.
No. I think the next person I was going to speak to might disagree with that. Right, Dom.
We all do Northern. Just some more Southern than others.
Yes, indeed. Dom, how has your week been?
It's been good. It's been quite a quiet week, and I've been doing work during the day and then doing the gardening at night, and it's all coming to fruition. So
gardening, eh?
I'm quite pleased with it. Well, I say gardening, it's just moving lots of stone around, some more, like, I don't know, more rubble around.
Dead prostitute filling in again.
We'll find them. Ton of limestone.
Are you still driving buses?
No, I'm telling all the drivers and all the buses where they go and what they do. I'm a schedules manager now.
Ooh. Very posh. Very good. Well done.
Yeah, so over three depots and about 1,000 drivers and fuck knows how many buses.
Tory bastard.
Keep... So cute.
Right, okay, so nothing amazing to report. What are we drinking tonight, sir? What's your tipple?
My tipple is Magella in a can.
Sorry, do what? Your audio's a little bit wibbly-wobbly.
I keep getting a crackle. I thought it was Gaffer, to be honest. I'm drinking San Miguel.
San Miguel. Ah, now, I tried some 0% San Miguel in my local drinking hostelry place, pub-shaped building the other day. It's all right, but it's not as nice as this bloody liquid gold. I mean, not that liquid gold, Cat. This stuff. Asahi.
Come on.
I said Asahi. That was a fucking open goal, that was. Should we try that again? Asahi.
But Dom got it.
Oh, sorry. Did Dom do it?
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell me. I was talking over him.
Yeah.
Probably.
It sounds unlike me.
Yeah. Fucking
hilarious. Oh, well, thank you very much for being funny there, Dom. You'll not catch me being funny, not in a month of Sundays. How's your lovely week been, Kat?
It's been okay. We've got the settlement coming up for our house because we've sold that now. So, that's been sold. And the good news is that the house we're buying, there's still got tenants in it which should have moved out 3 weeks ago, and it looks like they're going to have trouble finding somewhere to live. So that now has to go to this community court to try and get resolved. So that'll be fucking months.
Now, this is what they call, like, when you're... Sorry, dear listeners, for those who don't like middle-aged boring stuff, but you know, we're middle-aged and boring now. This is what they call being in a chain.
You'll die first and you won't get to middle-age.
Yeah, but this is what I call being in a chain when you're buying and selling houses, yeah?
Yeah, as opposed to the centipede, which David's usually in.
Well, yes, and if I'm not the one in the middle, then I tend to get very, so very upset.
So the evidence of that is you need to take a chain around your hand to then to get them out, is that right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Let's hope someone doesn't go around to their house at 3 a.m. and turn their water tap off and pour fast, dry concrete into the hole.
Don't do that, people. Do you want to give out the address just in case people need to know where to not go?
Okay, to a house in Heidelberg.
Heidelberg? That's Germany, isn't it?
Yeah.
Someone in Breaking Bad. Well, does it? Am I right in thinking that it doesn't matter if this place burns down because you're going to knock it down anyway? I mean, I'm not. That's what you should do. I'm just asking a question.
Or not.
But the problem is there's people and pets in there, so.
Well, get the pets out, obviously.
Yeah, so if I put the pets out and then, you know.
What I should do, well, the best idea we came up with was just say, put on the internet that Hamas is there and it'll be gone in minutes. Probably half of the neighbourhood as well, because you know they're fairly indiscriminate. The Israel. That's it. Yeah, they're indiscriminate.
Are you saying you should label it as a hospital? See what happens. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'll say it's that's actually the house is in Gaza and it's a university / hospital refugee camp, and it's just a tent full of people that are fleeing for their lives, and it'll be gone in no time.
It's the same kind of theory for if you sort of like you get a skip if you're like cleaning out a house or something. The lorry turns up, the articulated lorry contraption, obviously not Cybertruck, can't. It puts it there, and then you literally go into the kitchen to make the obligatory cup of tea for the pleb that delivered it. and then you blink and turn around, and it's fucking full up with other people's shit.
I think it's the craziest decision that you get an open skip. Surely you should get one. Surely they should do skips with, like, you know, roofs on them.
They do. They call them. Just, hey!
No one's going to do the Shirley joke then? No? All right, okay. Bloody hell. God, oh, blimey, we've almost burnt ourselves out. We're only 20 minutes in. We've already done lovely weeks. My week wasn't lovely, so don't ask me.
What about your fortnight? How's your fortnight been?
My fortnight has been even worse, frankly. Okay. The night is, there's a couple of people from work that listen, so I do have to be careful what I say.
This the woman that touched you? Is that her?
Sorry, what?
Is it the woman that touched you? Is she one of the listeners?
She touched me where it smells funny.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be anyway, Davian.
Actually, that's a good point. Could have been my left earlobe. Right, what was I looking at? I was going to see if anyone had actually bothered to...
More boys, usually.
Two people have actually replied to a message. That's not bad. That's not bad. Right, Gafford, I need to turn the spotlight of... just spotlight for the moment. To you. You made reference to you having gone down a few dress sizes, my son.
Yeah, so this time last year, I made
it was
the decision.
June. No.
It was June. It was June. I had bariatric surgery.
Bless you.
Thank you. So I had a bypass, which means they kind of unplumbed me and then replumbed me, effectively. It's gone rather well in the sense that, first of all, I was only in hospital for 2 days, so... That for any sort of major surgery, that was pretty good.
That's quite bad, actually.
Actually, I could have been home in a day, but they'd run out of transport. So I had the surgery on the Tuesday. I should have gone home Wednesday night. I went home Thursday morning.
Worst Craig David lyrics ever.
But so, I felt better than the thing is, the guy in the bed next to me. So there was like a pre-diet yogurt and soup and water for 2 weeks.
Right.
And he basically didn't do it, and I did. I got to go home after 2 days. He'd already been there 2 weeks and was probably going to be there a few more weeks more.
Flipping heck, Nora. Blimey.
It just shows you how important that is. But it's all gone rather well. So I was over 20 stone when I started. I was 139 kilos. Okay. And now, today, I'm down to 111, which is, I'm reliably informed, 17 stone 4, which I think is the tallest I've been since going up to that many moons ago.
Right. Oh, well, congratulations, mate. Nice one.
And feels 100 times better for it. If anyone ever kind of recommends that kind of surgery to you for whatever need, I would be a proponent of it because, you know, it really has helped. It's helped my diabetes.
Really? Oh, that's good. Problem,
but that's got nothing to kind of do with, you know, that's by the by.
Well, that's just that satanic curse that got put on
indeed,
you.
Yeah, that's that goat I killed in the 80s.
Speaking of diabetes, has that found Michael Mosley yet?
No, they haven't. No, he's still... Well, I heard somebody say that they think it's fraud, that they think he owes a lot of money and has jumped off a cliff figuratively.
Who are we talking about?
This is the missing journalist and doctor or whatever it is.
Dr. Michael Mosley, he's written a couple of books about fixing diabetes, changing your diet.
He's the missing guy that you might have heard about on the older news.
Well, clearly
unless
not.
You missed it, of course.
No. I try and avoid the news. It's too upsetting. It was one of the main reasons why I stopped doing Skewer.
Especially the cricket news.
Bloody crickety stuff. Yeah, you too.
It hasn't happened yet in our timeline, so, you know.
Right. I take it England's been beaten and given a solid thrashing from you criminals, yeah?
Well, we lost by 36. I don't think that's soundly.
But cricket scoring doesn't make sense anyway. Why can't you use points or goals, right, Dom?
Yeah. No, I like it.
They lost by 36 goals then. There you go.
They lost by 36. Right. That's a lot of goals.
That sounds even better. Yeah, that does. 36 goals.
The surgery has been a roaring success, and I feel a lot better for it. And probably will now live another 20 years because of it.
Ah. Right.
So, yeah, I'm very sorry. I might actually even see my pension.
Goodness. Now, that's something that I... it's one of the... Because when I gave up the old drinking and naughty substances, not the cheeky substances, but the naughty substances. The doctor said my GP and also my consultant and therapist. I said, "Oh yeah, you should be really happy. You're gonna live for longer now." And then I went, "Ah, right."
Give me back all the things.
Yeah, I'm not so fussed about that. I'm just vain and didn't. I just wanted to lose a bit of weight, really, and not be quite so mental. All this living bit, not too fussed about that, frankly. But yeah, there you go.
You can still step out in front of that bus at 65. Don't worry about it.
I could barely step out in front of a bus now, and I'm 55. Hey!
Well, you could fall in front of a train.
Thank you.
They still run occasionally in the UK, don't they?
Not down in Kent, I tell you.
Oh dear. Well, sorry. You need Dom to take over and start rewriting the script. Start
down here, mate. You're lucky if it's 1 hour.
Oh,
right. That's
what she said.
This is what happens when you move to the Garden of England.
The cunt countryside, as that newscaster once said. Now, there's a clip of that. Has everyone heard of that?
Yeah. No.
Isn't it great that we've got a Chancellor who every so often will be called that on television so that there's a never-ending run of clips?
Yeah.
Of him being named correctly.
Hang on a minute. Now, I was trying not to say this word too much because it's not one that dear beloved Gatford says, but I'm going to have to in the context of highbrow comedy. I was looking for that news clip when that newscaster, instead of saying the Kent countryside, says cunt countryside. Yeah. Couldn't find it, but I did find a playlist called Kentucky Fried Cunt. So I have absolutely no idea what that is.
I lost my fucking mind, and then I fell in love. I did a bunch of drugs because I...
We're all done that, love. Okay.
old news.
Yeah, right. Oh, God, no, I don't know what that is. Oh, there's some weird things going on with my YouTube. No, what
I hear
this?
The internet is a strange place.
What?
I hear the internet is a strange place.
It is. There's some very strange places that you can go to. Right, Dom?
Yes, sir.
Web browser history is proof of that.
You delete it every evening and, browse incognito, innit? Mind you, RedTube's really boring now. What sites do you guys go to now? Pornhub and RedTube.
Netscape.com.
Netscape.com. Oh, yeah. Okay, nice, nice. Is it proper filth there, is it?
I can't.
Netscape. God, I remember Netscape Navigator back in the days of 33.6 dial-up, waiting for about 5 minutes for this like pixelated tits to render on your screen, and then realised it was Terry Wogan.
What was around in those days? Because it was Netscape.
Well, I was quite round in those days.
Oh, okay. Was that in the days of like? Was it early Explorer, Internet Explorer as well?
We're talking about 1996, 97.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I was playing Ultima Online on 56K dial-up.
Ah, you know.
dial-up.
I was on Napster.
Napster, as we all know, created by Justin Timberlake, if I remember the film correctly.
Yeah, spot on.
Oh, right. Yeah. Because when Napster first came around, yeah, we did have we just got ourselves a 56K modem, but I was on this budget ISP called screaming.net, and it's free internet, but it only lets you on in half hour blocks, so like you'd be online for free for half hour, then he'd disconnect you and then you'd have to reconnect. But back in those days, in 30 minutes barely enough time to download a 5 megabyte mp3 file, so it was like playing Russian roulette but with noughts and ones and not quite so deadly.
That was a genius about Napster. It wasn't the fact you could download songs for free. It was the fact that you could lose your connection, reconnect, and then it continued downloading rather than starting again.
Bloody didn't for me.
Oh, it did for me all the time. Just fucking loads. It's like 30 and lined up.
No, you bastard.
I'm trying to remember what internet provider I used in those days. It was probably AOL.
Yeah, I think I had AOL. I was on AOL 2000.
I mean, since they flooded the world with their discs, I think it probably was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I said discs.
Is the discs. Was one called discs. CompuServe as well, wasn't it?
CompuServe, yeah.
What was that chat thing? Was it ICQ? Was that the...
Oh, yeah, the chat that, yeah, 759928. Why the fuck can I remember my old ICQ sign-on... But I can't remember what I did before I came out to the studio half an hour ago.
God knows.
I can actually remember my first internet password. I'm not going to give it out because I think it's my banking password.
Because you've not changed it.
Yeah. But I think the reason it has been memorable is because it was my first internet password.
No. So,
I can't remember.
Password?
Yeah. No. The number of people at work that will tell me that they're quite happy to announce that their password is password 123, and I'm like, yeah, I'm hacking you tonight.
He said hacking.
Emails from people, you know.
Let me have a guess. Was it Douglas Four?
No, it was not not Douglas Four. It's not that. He hopes.
Now, I do have to interrupt the show with a bit of technical confusion.
Oh.
Yeah, Dom, I've got a voice message from you on Facebook Messenger, but you've been on the show. As they say, what the clart?
Right, so what I did, as you were chatting shit, I had a quick Google. So I went through my phone files a while back and kept getting things, basically all the phone calls to Ian Lee and stuff that I used to do. I'd have them recorded. And I remember doing a song for Gatford, and I can't remember why I did it. But I did it for about 4 different versions.
Right. Do you want me to slip this into the edit or something? Or
well, the thing I've just sent you, or I've just found now, listen to, but it's when Gafford was on 15:1. So I decided to watch it and do a talk along with it.
Oh my word.
Okay, well, that's getting in our Patreon content then.
Yep, I remember that.
That was cool.
You were there.
Didn't you? 4 days.
I was on for 3 days, I think. I was only in Glasgow for two. They put me on a posh train and sent me up to Glasgow for 2 days. It was rather nice.
Did posh trains go to Glasgow?
Yeah, I know. I was very surprised that it wasn't like a clapped out, you know, Interrail City one, but it was actually a posh train and put me up in a budget but decent enough hotel in Glasgow and took you to a studio. And I managed to offend them because I didn't realise. We were just talking stuff about television. And I went, I can't stand that Mrs. Brown's Boys.
and half the people that worked there worked on Mrs. Brown's book. But I kept up with it. I went, it's absolutely rubbish. It's the worst comedy on television. They just got slightly more angry. No wonder I didn't win.
You're right, though. It's absolutely fucking awful. It's even more worse than Only Fools and Horses. Yes, I said it.
Certainly did.
Oh, come on, that wasn't very funny, was it? I mean, not what I just said, but no. the Fools and Horses, that was funny.
Only Fools and Horses has the nostalgia view that I think Fawlty Towers gets of, like, we all think, those that like it think it was amazing, but haven't watched it in over 20 years and don't remember that apart from falling through a bar or being in a chandelier or dressing up as Batman and Robin, the rest of it was quite dull.
I think you summed it up quite succinctly, sucking a sink on Lee there. Shall we take a little merry skip and a gander, if you will, through our letters ball bag?
Oh, yeah.
Hang on a minute. I'm just getting a WhatsApp from his son. So, right, I messaged him at 10 o'clock saying, yeah, if you're going to come on the show, bring your microphone down and, you know, we'll sound check and stuff. Like, yeah, all right. I just messaged him back saying, everything all right there? Yeah, I'm good. Except he didn't say good. He put goose because he can't spell, a fucking idiot.
Maybe he's trying to sort of reveal to you that he's a goose.
Oh, right. Okay, well, if he does come on, you'll have to ask him that, Dom.
Is he being German again?
he identifies as a goose now.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, why not? I identify as an intelligent person, even though I'm not. Right. Okay. So I did put out the question a little bit earlier in my normal succinct and polite way. Well, good day, you beautiful fuckers. Show recording tonight. Got anything you want to read out? You want read out, rather? Or commented on? That's the sort of madcap thing I like to say on our wonderful Strange Times show. com chat group on the Book of Faces. Masses of people reply, but I'm going to pick the best two.
Just pick a couple.
I'll just pick these two.
The show's just going to drag.
We wouldn't want that, would we? Nearly 500 episodes. The first one was, I don't know if we should, because this bastard's got a double-barreled first name.
What? Oh.
He's quite sexy though, so I think I'll read it out. Brit James, he says, how about my virtual squadron for digital combat simulator recruiting pilots? Right. I'm not. How's about my virtual squadron for digital combat simulator recruiting pilots? I don't know. How's about it, Brett James? Melon Farmer. Makes sense. Yeah. If anyone has a fucking clue what sexy Brett James is talking about, please keep it to yourself, frankly. I'm not bothered.
Answers on a postcard
too.
Your mum's house.
Oh no, Dana broke a tooth. She's in pain.
Oh, no.
Send meds. I could send you meds, Dana, but the sort of meds I'd send you, you'd probably think an aneurysm was a fucking holiday. So I'll probably best not. No, I could send you some nice gummy action if you. No, not give you gummy action, send you some gummy action. That'd help with
the pain. Although if she's broken the tooth, she'll have to remember to eat it the other side.
Yeah, but it's chewy gummy, so isn't it?
Yeah,
you can put it in the other end.
You could. Now there's a sample. You can put it in the other end.
Is she a bumnivore?
A bumnivore. Oh, Jesus Christ, cat.
Isn't
going to
help.
On behalf of the show, we hope that you get better soon.
Yes.
And continue to enjoy knitting and watching Doctor Who.
And crocheting your own yogurt. I did have in mind at the beginning of this year to try and organise something for, funnily enough, round about now, for some of us podcasty people that are more or less around this area to get together. But I didn't.
I went.
Because I wanted to get old George Grimwood on the score.
Was George the one that we went to a thing and he offered to put us all up in a house and record podcasts for life?
Was possibly that was back when I was drinking, so I did.
I think that guy was too. I think he'd met us and was like, I'd really like to put you all in a house and have you record podcasts 24/7. And I looked at him and backed off.
he's a lovely, lovely chap, actually. I've not spoken to him in bloody ages. Before COVID, funnily enough.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
I was
listening to a podcast the other day and fucking strangely enough. And they were talking about the toy of the year in the UK. Is that something that you guys do or used to do? Maybe the toy of the year, the big selling thing at Christmas or something
that? When it was like Tickle Me Elmo, probably, yeah.
Tickle Me what?
So what was the toy of the year when you guys were growing up? And for Dave, it's probably the wheel or something like that.
It was a fucking lump, a lump of coal. Oh, no, I was going to say something very, very... No, no. It was a lump of coal wrapped up in Christmas paper. I called it Mummy.
You hugged it. I'm trying to think. I mean, I remember getting a fire engine, not a real one, a toy one at age 3. So that probably was
not
it.
Not a real one? Bloody hell.
No, that came later. I think it was a thing in like the 80s and the 90s where, like, as you say, there was like, because there were years where like the shops ran out of things. Buzz Lightyear, there you go. Shops would run out of talking Buzz Lightyears, I think. Is that about right?
Well, I don't know, because you're 10 fucking years younger than me, aren't you?
Well,
I didn't have electricity.
No, I'm actually only 6. I lied. I'm 50 this year.
Yeah,
I know. Everything I've got two of, one of them hurts.
That's a Michael Stipe lyric, isn't it?
It was a joke my dad used to tell, but it could well be a Michael Stipe lyric.
I think it is. It sounds like the sort of thing. Okay.
whilst he's losing his religion. Yes. So I vaguely remember, that the certain toys would be practical. Do they not do that in Australia then? Like, do you not have
I don't think so. I don't think there's any sort of toy of the year. They have on the end of a news report near Christmas, they'll have, these things have all sold out. This is the hottest selling item. And these are the ones that have all been taken off shelves because they're all cheap shit and explode or burn or whatever else. Things that have slipped through customs from some dodgy third world country, i.e. America.
It is now a third world country because they're going to lock up a president. So it is a third world country.
How convicted a felon can actually run for any kind of office? Beggar's belief.
Hilarious.
He's probably going to win, so he's almost certainly going to win.
I love the fact that I would really like it if he can't accept the nomination because he's in prison.
That would be good. That would be quite good.
Yeah. Oh, hello. There's a tall person entering the
Yes, chat. There is a tall person coming in.
My goodness, you were not wrong.
No, I'm not. I told you it's tall, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's brought me an ice cream. No,
that's a butt plug.
No. Okay, did you bring your microphone? Now, this could...
Is this going to involve feedback?
Well, this might involve the show suddenly not working, so let's see. Do-do-do, right, that's plugged in, and that should be working. Oh, piss. Right, say something, Tom.
Hello.
Well, there's your microphone. That helps if you... Right, it's not really doing much, is it?
I heard a beep.
I also can't hear.
Yeah.
Oh, now my fucking mouse isn't working. Oh, Jesus, right. You broke it.
Take over the show, will you?
Oh, a bit late for that, mate.
Can you hear anything, Tom?
Not usually.
Right. Oh, no. It's really knackered out my mouse.
You've got like a game controller you can use instead.
My controller is, well, it might be gay, I don't know. God, now it's all broken now. No, oh, God.
There's a joke in there somewhere about gay controllers, because you could have X, Y, Z, L, B, G, Q, plus.
That's a lot of buttons.
Tom, for the moment, until I get things working here, you're going to have to... Oh, no, hang on. Let me try sticking it in this hole. So, Tom, how has your lovely week been?
So far, pretty boring.
Pretty boring?
Yeah.
Is that pretty but boring or pretty boring?
Pretty boring.
Oh. Well, you had your sports day yesterday, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, and I got a, like, gnarly rope burn.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. And for those who are subscribing to our Patreon at penisland.com, you've seen the video for that. Well, actually, it looks more like herpes, to be honest, Tom.
What event was that caused by?
Synchronised wanking. Oh. Tug of war, same difference, isn't it? But you nearly won on the old long jump, didn't you?
Nearly won on the long jump. Set a record for shot put, broke the school record, so that's cool.
Wow.
Yeah, and then yesterday we saw Planet of the Kingdom of Apes.
Oh, Kingdom of Planet of the Apes, yeah, we saw the new Apey movie.
Slept through it.
Yeah, poor little Pell fell asleep for a bit, didn't you? Well, you weren't knackered to me or something. It was quite a good film, actually. It's worth a gander.
Is it a turn your brain off and enjoy film?
Well, have you or seen any of the others in the recent series?
I think I've seen the first two.
Yeah, this is the fourth one in that run. It's very good. Obviously, largely dependent these days on the CGI because of the apes and the chimps and all what have you. But these improvements in CGI now, I mean, like the emotion that the CG, you know, characters were conveying was quite stunning, actually. It's really quite spooky believable. I mean, like, had I been a bit of a drugged up idiots, and then I would have probably got quite freaked out by that.
Are all of them still acted by Andy Serkis?
Probably.
I think so. It's interesting you say that, because I was going to ask if you're on fucking glue. Do you not think they told everything they need to tell in the first film, so they didn't need to make all these fucking remakes?
But there was about 50 of them in the 70s, wasn't there? You know, they're just retelling the same thing from then, I think.
Yeah. There's five.
Is it?
Yeah, five.
Well, what do I know?
I'm pretty sure it's five. I mean, they did. This is the third remake, isn't it? Because they did that one off with Marky Mark. That was fucking dreadful. That was dreadful. I had Helena Bonham Handjob, she was on it, being a sexy chimp.
He's been responsible for a few dodgy remakes because he did the very bad Italian job.
Oh my god, that was woeful, wasn't it?
That was terrible.
Tom,
isn't he doing a $6 billion man movie as well?
You're right.
Did someone say $6 million man?
Yeah, but it's $6 billion man. I think I heard Mark Wahlberg was doing that.
Oh, God, you're right. I'll ruin that.
Yeah. No, it's because Fall Guy's just come out, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Oh,
a friend of mine seen The Fall Guy, and he said it's actually not quite as bad as you think it might be.
I saw it, and...
What did you think?
I thought it was really good in its own right, if you sort of dismiss everything to do with the original series or anything like that. But then there's a scene at the end which really kind of, not upset me, but it made me sad.
Did they use the theme tune or not?
They used a weird version of the theme tune. Again, another thing that annoys me about it.
But did they make a big truck go over a jump and then when it landed its axles broke and they just cut the film really quickly?
I kind of, yeah, and then they carried on driving. Yeah.
Same as the original.
Did the helicopter hanging on bit? They didn't do the one where he goes up and then lands on a barn. Can't remember. I quite liked it. Well, back to Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Two of his films that he was actually really, really good in, which showed promise right at the start. One called Fear, which he's really good in, and there's the Basketball Diaries.
The Basketball Diaries was good. I remember.
Yeah, and then what happened? He just turned into a fucking...
I think he must have changed his agent or something. But he must have got some bad advice. Or sushi, or one of the two.
I think his advice was, if you want a nice watch collection, make these shit films that pay a lot of money. Because he has an amazing collection.
He loves taking watches, does he?
Oh, massively, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He was possibly the last good film he was in was Ted. And that's not even that good.
The Ted film's all right, actually. Have you seen
Ted? Film's all right. Don't watch the television series. It's not funny.
I was going to ask about that. I've seen it.
I watched the first two episodes of the Ted TV show and I didn't laugh once.
Oh, that's not good.
So.
Yeah. I'm rewatching. Well, I'm not rewatching because I only ever watched the first series, The Walking Dead. I'm up to series six now.
Remind me, is what one series six? Where are they? Have they left the prison?
The prison's ages ago. Some bloke called Negan, which I've heard the name of quite a lot, never seen.
Yeah, gave up around that point because you suddenly realise. I don't know. I just realised the fear of it has gone, and
yeah,
it just moved. Yeah, and I don't know. It just didn't appeal to me anymore.
Well, is that where he was clubbing people on the head with a baseball bat?
Yeah, I think it is, isn't it? It's Jeffrey Dean Dahmer. Somebody. Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer. He'd be really good in those films, though. You know, he'd fit right in.
Lunch.
He'd be having a great time.
And I've watched it now, and I'll finish that, and then I'll go into all the offcuts and fucking prequels and sequels. And then recently, the new one, like Survivors of the Walking Dead or something.
Well, there's the prequel, which is Fear the Walking Dead, which I don't quite understand, because the Walking Dead starts with the virus, so I don't really understand how you have a prequel. But then, yeah, there's various offshoots following some characters into what they did off-screen.
That's what it is, right?
I think so. Like the hunter one that had the bow and arrow, that one follows him, and then the woman who had the swords.
Oh yeah,
they follow them.
Well, there's a new one apparently that it's like, I'm sure it's called Those Who Survived or something like that.
Yeah, and then there's one that follows the original Andrew Lincoln character.
Well, there seems to be about 10 different bloody series.
There was about 50 million comic books, so it makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, it's goodness. A comic called Flogging a Dead Horse.
Flogging a Dead Podcast. Right, kids.
Flogging a Dead Human.
Well, there's our podcast title for this week.
No, we've already got one. It's Is H of Owl.
Yeah, we were trying to work out earlier, do you say an historian or a historian? Oh, actually, it was an hip and a hip. But
yeah. Well, I said we should wait for Dom because he's the one that knows about words.
Yeah, you've got me. You've got me on. I'm all about grammar. I'm all about punctuation and everything like that. Cannot stand when people say it is an historic moment because they're not pronouncing the H, they're going straight to the I. So I say it is a hip. It is a historic moment.
Fair enough. Well,
there you go. The Dom has spoken.
So other than the five vowels, when else is it acceptable to use the word an? Is there another letter that you can put it in front of?
I wouldn't have thought so, no.
Thanks for clearing that up.
An idiot.
An idiot is an an. Even why could be, some people argue is like a sub-vowel. You wouldn't say, I'm going to an Yanni concert.
Yeah, I am an Yankee. No, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work at all. Quick, let's switch to someone young. Tom, has anything trendy been discovered this week? What's zeitgeist at the moment? Do you need some backing music?
What's Taylor Swift said?
Yeah, what's Taylor Swift? Is she dropping any banging tunes?
Good evening, Edinburgh.
What's the latest Riz, man?
When you say Riz, I immediately think Rizzler. That show.
Yeah. Get your Rizzers out. So not, are nothing cool in the wacky world of social networks and that sort of stuff's happened in the last week. There's normally a new meme.
May.
Not really.
Moo moo. Moo moo. Right. Not really.
Not really.
Right. It's on scintillating form today. We can shock Cat. What we went into, there's a sort of mini chain of shops. I don't know if it's around the country or whatever. There's a chain of shops around my way called Natterjack, and they sell very lovely, trendy clothes. But fuck me and over Jammy Dodger, they are expensive. How much was that pair of shorts, denim shorts, with a bit of embroidery that you like the look of?
75 pounds.
75 what? Of the king's what? Finest pounds, yeah, for a pair of bloody shorts.
Just get a pair of old jeans and cut.
I mean, what I've got on right now, so I've got a chain that I got for Christmas. I don't know how much that was.
I'm not, well, yeah.
I've got a t-shirt that was 35. Deanie got it for me.
Oh, right.
And then these jeans, they're Levi's, but we got them from a charity shop.
Yeah, we found them in charity shop, didn't we?
Yeah, so it was only £25, but normally they'd be like, since they're Levi's, like 100 or something.
100 quid for a pair of jeans. I used to go down British Home Stores and buy a pair of jeans for 50p.
It's fucking mental. And it's $200 fucking dollar-y,
dude. Get tickets to see George Formby with change of a pie. Oh, no, that's wrong.
Let me show some other brand.
That's yeah, Tom, it's not a visual podcast, mate.
Yeah, that's why I said you, not
them. Right. I was a bit enthralling for our guests, won't it?
I remember going to America and bringing back about 6 pairs of jeans because they were cheaper over there.
Really? Why are they cheap in America?
Yes, see, go to a third world country, get things cheaper.
Well, everything's cheap over there, like guns, children's lives. Right, school teachers.
Yeah, politics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, was that long sleeve top there, Gafford, or have you got a tattoo?
No, this is an old American football jersey.
Oh, no, lifted up your arm and it looked like you had a tattoo, or is that just man?
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. No, that's a diabetes sensor.
Right.
That monitors my blood sugar. That's the how I'm getting my antibiotics at the moment.
Oh, right. Aren't you supposed to wear that on your penis?
Thankfully not, because it draws in and out, so that would be very painful.
Well, perfect.
So it can draw blood and push stuff back up it, so I'm not having it there.
Oh, look, yeah, I thought Dom would chime in here, the dirty pervert. Right.
Yeah, do that.
Sorry, I'm sorry, you know that I don't like to swear on this podcast, but what in the fucking name of Greek buggery are you doing looking at a pair of jeans? Look, right, okay. I'm going to describe these jeans, and you can have a guess at how much they cost.
£300.
Regular tapered jeans, blue, light used.
£160.
More.
Higher.
What?
I'll make £200.
More.
£360.
A bit less.
£300.
Well, let's... okay, this could go on for rather longer than it's already gone on for.
do we get the jeans if we guess the price?
No, but you might get to have a go.
Damien has to buy them.
Have a defibrillator. £215 for a pair of fucking jeans.
What?
Pardon my language.
Somebody famous dying.
It's,
you know, they look exactly like regular...
They just look like the sort of jeans I'd buy in the local flea market.
Hang on, £107.50 a fucking leg?
Yeah.
That's good math there.
That is good.
He said math, not myth.
Yes, and also to our American listeners, it's maths, not math.
Yeah, not math.
Yes.
And they even got it the wrong way around with bloody Lego. I'm playing with my Legos. No, you're not.
No, you're not. You're
playing with Lego.
It's also a school, not shooting range. But
Politics is back. Yeah, there we
go. That's criminal.
Shooting children?
No, well, that's
bloody picky, isn't it?
Sorry, that's criminal. But jeans that cost a third of my mortgage payment, it shouldn't be allowed.
Blimey. That's not much for a mortgage, though.
It's a small flat.
It's a small flat. There's a bit of tarpaulin in the middle of the road.
Oh, indeed, yeah.
Oh, hang on. Tom's doing some more personal shopping for us now. You have to make it quick, sir, because we're going to come up to the end of the show soon. Or rather, more likely, when I kick you out there. I look, he's looking at high tops. Oh,
yeah.
I want some. Air Jordan 1. Here we go. Dom, is one for you. It's a pair of Air Jordan 1 Retro Dior.
Dior?
Yeah. How much do you think they are?
$475.
A lot more.
$720.
A lot more.
What? 1,900.
More.
No. Four figures?
Yeah, you are going to shit biscuits when you find out the price.
5,460.
More.
10,000.
11 million.
8,000.
8,157.
For that amount of money, I would want Michael Jordan to wear them in for me.
I wondered what you were going to say then.
Well, sorry, yeah.
Because I was about to say, me too. But, yeah. Bloody hell. The thing is, they do look really nice.
Not £8,000 worth for a pair of shoes, though.
Have a good Air Jordan M&Ms.
Jordan.
Is that the wrapper or the chocolate?
It's the wrapper.
Oh, okay.
The wrapper around the...
Okay, because I did put M&M. Jordan M&M. M&M Car Hat Men's Retro Jordan.
Oh, those are nice.
What? £25,000.
Fucking hell.
What? The world's gone mad.
Oh, we should be in China stitching trainers together and selling them.
They had this thing in the US a couple of years ago now where they had, I think it went to Spend Less, and they've got a bunch of shoes from this El Cheapo shoe shop, and then they opened up this boutique shop in this very rich area and invited a lot of fashionista people to come along and look at their brand new range of shoes. And they were all glowing. Oh, these are fantastic. And they were paying about, 700% more than the actual shoes. And instead of, $30, they were paying $800. Oh, these are great value. Oh, these are fantastic. At the end, they told me, these are actually just Spend Less shoes. They cost about fucking $15.
Brilliant.
Wow.
So you can't even fucking tell.
Would you like to know what the most expensive pair of Jordans ever sold was?
No.
I don't know that my heart can take it, but go ahead.
So it's a pair of Jordan 13s. Take a random guess at how expensive they are.
To give a bit of context, they're Michael Jordan Air Jordan.
Yeah, he wore them in the 1998 NBA Finals.
Oh, okay.
So it's basically secondhand shoes with sweat in them.
Yeah.
They're not trainers, they're memorabilia. So I would put it somewhere like $3.5 million.
I'll go 13 million because it was a year he won it.
Was it? Oh, right. Okay. Well, what's the price, Tom?
You're all a bit high, actually. It's only a modest.
No, that's me.
It's only a modest 2.2 million.
Oh, okay.
Some change.
That's including the box.
Blimey. That's absolutely chicken oriental, isn't it?
And then somebody just wears them down the street though, and they step in a puddle.
Well, I'm hoping for that price, it should flow over them.
If the kid that turned up to school wearing those would get them stolen and kicked in, like, second day.
Yeah.
And
within seconds.
Yeah.
Well, first day, the teachers are looking out for them. Second day, they don't care as much.
Well, yeah, second day, they're nicking their cigarettes and selling
them
drugs.
Yeah.
Right. Broken Britain, innit? So, it's reaching the witching hour. We should talk about what's happening with our next weeks. Gafford, you're the guest of honour. What are you up to next week?
So this week I've got two hospital appointments.
Right.
And a drain survey. There is a man around that's going to stick his camera down my drains. And also I'm going to the hospital.
Oh, right. Okay, now...
stick the pipe up your drain.
Yeah.
Now, here we go. Now, there's a sound effect involved here. Gafford, what is the number of toes you currently have?
At the moment, it didn't work.
Eight. I thought it was nine.
No, the other big toe had to go too.
Right. Okay.
It missed its breath.
The bottom was a
Sorry, yeah, clumsy. That went during the pandemic. Sorry, yeah, pre-pandemic it was nine, and now it's eight.
Right, okay, blind. Okay, well, you know.
Is there a toe thief near you?
So, sadly, there is. Yeah, it's called diabetes.
I've got diabetes.
I'm desperately clinging on to the remaining eight as well.
Yeah, all things considered, that would probably be quite a good sort of strategy.
Although,
for the
funnily
future.
Enough, all this rumour and stuff that they tell you about you need big toes for balance, absolute rubbish.
Have you gone down a shoe size as well?
Sorry?
Have you gone down a shoe size as well?
Yes, I have, yeah. Because no, you do, because the big toe is what pushes your foot further. I'm now a size 10, not a size 11.
Oh, baby.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
See? Every cloud.
Every cloud. Yeah. Well, no, they're no cheaper. Shoes aren't cheaper the bigger they are they? Or, I don't know. Well, ask Tom.
Well, maybe with a bit of luck, you'll lose your left foot, and then you can just get the right one outside of Simpsons and nick it.
Well, that's right, yeah. although hopping away won't be quite fast of a journey.
Yeah, you get on those groovy little scooters, though.
Oh, yeah, I might qualify for a disability scooter at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when they ask you what your disability is, you can just say, look, I know Dom. And they go, oh.
Ah, oh, fair enough. That means though, I'll have to get a ramp into my own house, and I don't really like that idea.
I'll give you a ramping up your house.
So, yeah, this week is filled with...
spunk.
People right. Looking into drains and then onto my foot.
Right, okay. Okay, well, let's hope none of your other vital, vital organs and vital home appliances, let's hope that they don't fail on you. Goodness. All right. Kat, what are you up to next week? It can't possibly be anywhere near as exciting as Kat this week.
No, I'm just going to... we're moving house, so...
Yeah, I think you mentioned
that. Yeah, fucking rental.
So where are you going to move to if the other people haven't moved out?
France.
We've got a rental that's two blocks from our current house, so we'll be moving to that.
Right.
So so we're just taking all the small stuff over. Then I'm going to get a removalist to come pick up the bigger things like beds, TV units, shit like that.
Yeah.
To save a small fortune on... removalist fucking fees, because I'm sure they'll try and rate me in half with fucking for money.
Goodness.
As is their want.
As is their want, indeed.
Have they removed the smell yet from the building site?
Oh, yes, Kat. Have they removed the smell from the building
site? Oh, no. The place in Heidelberg, no, that's still got the peasants, scumbuckets living in there. So their dogs and cats and rabbits are fucking probably doing somersaults and urinating all over the place.
It's quite easy to synthesize makeup napalm, isn't it, Tom? Okay. But you're the chemistry.
Styrofoam and gasoline.
Right, okay. There you go, kids. Don't do that. Dom, what are you up to next week, mate?
What am I doing? I'm back at work. I'm finishing my garden. Well, not finishing, but I shall make progress with the garden.
What is going to be the centre point of your garden where you go, look at that, isn't that amazing?
The pile of corpses.
I'll never see them again. Today I spent £180 on a garden arbor.
Arbor? What?
It's a metal trellis thing. It's like in a dome. It's about 6-7 tall. But like four trellis legs that come down. So you can put a table and chairs underneath, but I'm going to do, like, fucking ivy and shit up them. It's going to look awesome.
You're going to shit up them?
Ivy.
That's all I heard.
Ivy and shit.
Ivy and shit. That's that racist comedy duo from the 1970s, wasn't it? And here we go, the top floor, bro. Ivy and shit. Oh, and this black bloke came up to me. Oh, dear. Yeah, I down that road.
Yeah, I think they did support for Jim Davidson.
Oh, no, we don't. Mate, I mentioned the Jim Davidson on the show.
Sorry.
Horrible, horrible person.
Should have read the bylaws before I came on.
Yes, you should have jolly well remembered them, sir.
Yeah.
All right, well, Gaff, it seems you made such a colossal effort of intro. Do you want to do the outro?
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to thestrangetimeshow.com. We thank you for your contribution, and we wish you a very Merry Christmas when it arrives.
That's not bad, actually. We'll have to keep that.
Yeah,
that's good, yeah. And
for the Christmas special.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, we can use that for
Christmas. I don't know if I'll be here between now and then, so I'm just getting it out of the way.
Right. Yes. Well, there you go, dear listeners. StrangeTimeShow.com. Catch us on the socials, possibly. We don't really do a lot of them show related, do we? We don't really do much with our Twitter account, Strange T Show. You can find me on other socials at Davian sometimes. Anyone else want to pimp their socials? Gary, actually. Sorry, Gatford. Do you have any shows or anything that you'd like to pimp?
No, I'm devoid of shows. And to be honest, with Twitter, yeah, you can come follow me at the Gary Show. I tweet about once a month now because, like, you know, it's full of racists and things.
Oh, I know. How does it load it up on just fucking insane right-wing fucking
bullshit? And because of the fact that there's a number of elections going on, it's all crazy town. So no, and I don't go on Facebook for that reason, because that's full of AI. I'm going to restart my MySpace account, I think.
I remember MySpace. I think MySpace was before your time on social medias, wasn't it? Yeah. Okay.
You're not.
Dom, any shocking words of wisdom before we go, son?
Cut them triangularly, not
triangularly,
diagonally.
Jesus, Dom, you're going to have to come down here and speak to him. I can't do anything more with him.
What is he just phoning?
Able to teach
basically. Yes.
Left shoulder to right hip, Tom. Left shoulder to right hip.
Just remember that. Remember that. That's all you need to remember. Dear listeners, if you want to listen to anything else, you'll have to sign up to our Patreon at penisland.com. We've been doing this show. You haven't. Good night.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.